Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. This is a test of the emergency podcast system, and I would like to welcome you, and especially you, to this episode of Infotainment. And if it is your birthday, happy birthday today. So what is up on the podcast docket? What is up first? How the hell should I know? But I'm sure something will tickle your funny bone. I'm sure it will be beautiful podcasting music to your ears, just like my singing in episode 150 of the musical, The Music of the Dead, singing the song Touch of Grey. Or maybe you wanted to puncture your eardrums after hearing that. I don't know, but go ahead and listen anyway and tell your friends about this show. I did run across one news item that I was not aware of, and it involves adultery.
Ooh.
Adultery is illegal in Japan. I did not know this, except as a Tokyo district judge ruled in a psychological distress lawsuit filed by the jilted wife when it is done by a company to retain a good customer. A nightclub hostess who had carried on with the married man proved that she did so only as Makura Iaigyo, or pillow sales, tactic, said the judge. So as long as the intercourse is for business, it does not harm the marital relationship at all. The ruling was from 2014 and first publicized this year. I was actually looking for unusual stories that happened on this date of July 19th, but I ran across that, which was a little older, but I did not know that it was illegal there. If it was illegal here, we'd probably have to build a bunch of new prisons. I don't know what the jail time would be for that, or if it would be mainly a probational thing, but who knows? I know when I was in Tokyo, the massage parlor I was at had a strict no glove, no love policy, but I wasn't married at the time, and the rub and tug was totally permissible. Alrighty then, let's move off into a different direction, into the world of fast food. And this is, every fast food chain in America ranked by popularity. I don't know if I'll go through all of them, but you might be surprised, actually, which is number one. Fancy McDonald's for its world-famous fries and Wendy's for the never-frozen cheeseburgers, while many fast-food-frequenting folks swear by their favorite drive-through joint. Have you ever wondered which restaurants continue to steal the heart of the majority and bridges the gap between our polarized population? YouGov, a firm that specializes in online research, has been keeping track of the most popular dining brands in America. Based on more than 1,500 interviews across multiple demographics taken between January 2021 and March 2021, according to YouGov, popularity is calculated by taking the proportion of people who view something positively and showing it as a percentage of all of the people who have been given any opinion about that thing, including have heard of. To help make the data of dining brands more digestible, we combed through the list and isolated just the fast food chains. We ranked these fast food chains from least to most popular. Another related article there. 15 classic American desserts. But let's first go through these fast food chains. Sbarro, never eaten there. It is best known for its large pizza slices that happen to be in every mall court. In this area and around the country, how many malls are really doing that well? I've seen pictures. They're kind of haunting pictures of totally abandoned malls. Ours got torn down and now is a huge car lot. And it housed the Godfather's Pizza I worked at while I was in high school. Checker and Rally's. Don't have those around here. I don't know much about them. I guess if you're looking for a classic burger, look no further. It's, dare we say, a checkmate ordering from here. Checkers. It looks kind of like a auto parts place or auto repair shop, actually. We don't say much about them in this thing. Jamba Juice. Never heard of it. And there really is something for everyone at this smoothie shop. Besides frozen drinks you can sip on, there are smoothie bowls and plenty of bites. And that's about all they say about that. I do notice between the Jamba Juice on their sign, it kind of looks like the turd emoji. But let's see. Shake Shack, which they may have that in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm not sure. They didn't when I was up there. I don't know what area of the country they have these. But we did have Culver's, which is a pretty good fast food place up in the cities. At the Shake Shack, it has become an international mega chain. So it's no surprise it made the list of the top 50. If I'd have scrolled down, I would have seen Culver's. I wish they would give a little more description of what is so great about each one. I've never eaten at a Shake Shack. Culver's I have, and I can approve that. Fresh frozen custard, Butterburgers, Smackworthy sides. It's no wonder loyal fans keep coming back to eat the food that is promised to be well-made and good quality. Wingstop. I have eaten there in Colorado, and I wasn't all that impressed. But, you know, at what's the other one that I'm thinking of another wing joint that I liked better, a chain of them. Of course, I'll think of it when this podcast has probably been posted up for a day or two. You can't beat Wingstop lunch special with boneless wings, fries, and a drink for under $10. Maybe it was just kind of a lame location where I was at. I think the Wingstop and the Qdoba's were in the same little strip mall there in Glendale, Colorado, a suburb of Denver. Near the Hilton Hyatt Place, that's where I was at, on the 8th floor. I had a view of the Rocky Mountains. You could choose a room that faced the mountains that were, you would need binoculars to see, or telescope to see. All you could see were outlines of mountains from your supposedly mountain view room. When I was out in Colorado in 2018. But I did see a lot of cardboard signs on the street corners, which was kind of depressing. Although one funny one, the guy that wanted, the guy, his sign only said, "Need weed." Well, if you got the money, it's no problem to get that out in Colorado. Okay. Let's see. Whataburger. I have heard of that, but I don't know where I would find one around this area. What is Whataburger, you may ask? This regional joint is known for its menu of oversized, meaty masterpieces and waiters' southern hospitality. Okay. Maybe I could go back to Missouri, where I used to live in my junior high years, to find one of those. Well, I know of Carl's Jr. I have eaten it. It's, I don't know why some of them, I guess, different ownership, why some are called Hardee's and others are called Carl's Jr. And best thing are a charbroiled burger and decadent milkshake in your future. A visit to Carl's Jr. might be where you end up. But they have the star thing. That was kind of the Hardee's. I don't know. We did have a Hardee's, which I liked. What burger was it that they... They were good, though. Hardee's, but that is no more. Church's Chicken. And I have heard of them. And I have a neighbor who swears by them that that is a really good place to go for chicken. Even better than KFC, because they shake off the flour before they put the piece in the fryer. Say a little prayer. This fried chicken fast food chain made the cut into the popular fast food joints. Einstein Brothers Bagels. I have heard of them, but I don't know if the only place in Minnesota that anything like this would be in Minneapolis, St. Paul. They may have one. Maybe in the Mall of America. Of course, I haven't been to the Mall of America in years. I don't know how it's weathered the Corona nightmare, but when you can't get to a local bagel shop, Einstein Brothers will do the trick. I will say we do have a Jimmy John's, and I do like their subs. Not much, I think just one type bread, no hot sandwiches, and that is one of the reasons why a lot of people like Subway better is because they have different bread choices and you can get hot sandwiches compared to Jimmy John's. What is their thing? Their slogan is freaky fast, freaky fresh. And it looks like customers find this to be true. It's been there quite a while. I'll give them credit. Stayed here longer than Papa Murphy's. Oh, we do have a little drive-through Scooters, a coffee drive-through place. Give Starbucks a little competition. But I haven't eaten at Jimmy John's very much, but what I have, I've liked. Firehouse Subs, I have heard about them on commercials on TV. I have not eaten at one, though. Yes, Firehouse Subs was actually started by two brothers who happened to be firefighters before getting into the sandwich business. So I don't know how they rank compared to Subway. But I don't even know which region of the country they're mainly located at. But Nathan's Famous. I heard Nathan's Hot Dogs and their hot dog eating contests. You can never go wrong with a hot dog and a French fries combo. And what better place to order than at Nathan's? I don't believe we have a Nathan's Famous here in Minnesota, but if so, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we have Jack in the Box. Have heard of them, but none locally. Let's see, for them, nuggets, milkshakes, and even tacos are on the menu at Jack in the Box. Another fast food spot that has something for everyone. Another related, here's the top swap at Jack in the Box. Well, is that another thing you can go to? Okay. Let's see, Panda Express. We do have a New City Buffet. I believe that is a chain. I don't know how many there are, but they have a decent buffet-style Chinese, American Chinese food. With thousands of locations across America, Panda Express is the top-ranking Asian dining brand in the country, according to the 2018 QSR 50 Ethnic Segment Report, which gathers the best restaurant brands in the country and segments them into categories. Ooh, yes, White Castle. Oh, can't go wrong with a slider and a hockey puck. Car shaft to eat about how many to get full? Like 10, 20. But they are good. Harold and Kumar aren't the only loyal customers who keep coming back to White Castle. Yeah, I forgot the word sliders for them. For some of those iconic burgers, and now there is even an impossible slider on the menu. I suppose that's a plant-based burger. I know you can buy White Castles frozen in the grocery store, but I think like four or six or something, but they are pretty expensive. Jersey Mike subs. Haven't heard of them since 1956, though, according to their sign. Subway may have many more locations, but this sandwich shop still made its way to the top 50. Okay, so Firehouse Subs. Are we going? We're going to the best. Okay, and now we got Hardee's, of course, in which we did have. The kind of the sister brand to Carl's Jr. And it is cherished a bit more by their customers. Their burgers were good. So it says try our new all-natural burger. Probably another plant-based. I tried the veggie burger at Burger King. What is that? The Impossible Whopper burger, whatever it was, and I didn't really care for it. But oh well. And at one time we did have a Quiznos sub, but for this area they were pretty expensive, and it didn't last very long. It offers classic sandwiches, and who can resist the fresh pepper bar? Fresh pepper bar. Interesting. I think I was there like one or two times. I never saw that. Orange Julius, I have had those. I enjoyed those. Whether you visit this smoothie chain on a trip to the mall, that's where I had them, was in malls, or after a workout, nothing hits the spot like a drink from Orange Julius. Auntie Annie's. Never heard of that. Another mall court and airport staple. Auntie Annie's pretzels are unmatched. I mean, they even beat Wetzel's pretzels or whatever that I've heard about. But we don't have any around here. In-N-Out Burger, heard of them. It's a California classic, but perhaps its exclusivity is what presumed In-N-Out from ranking higher in the minds of all Americans. For those who happen to live by one, customers have plenty of options to dig into, from the outrageous animal-style fries. That's interesting. And to the celeb favorite protein-style burgers. Long John Silver's. I have eaten at those. My mom loved that place. Ahoy Matey, the seafood-based fast food chain, comes in around the middle of the pack when it comes to the best fast food spot in the U.S. And of course, we got Starbucks here at number 27. And they have gathered the reputation for being the go-to place when you're in the mood for a pumpkin coffee drink once fall rolls around. And with their decadent frappuccinos, they are plenty of sweet treats for non-coffee drinkers, too. It's kind of interesting. How many of you just like the taste of plain black coffee? If you added nothing to it, no sugar, nothing, just black coffee. Probably a small percentage. It's kind of like hard liquor and beer. If you're going to quench your thirst, what do you go to? I go to water. Coffee I can't drink for, IBS problems, but most people I know, coffee, they got it doctored up, and that's what I did the last time, and it gave me a lot of problems with French vanilla creamer. But I gave away my coffee maker. And I also gave away my toaster oven. I want to get a air fryer, which everyone raves about, including my sister. I never knew Black & Decker was into toaster ovens, but before I bought it. But it was all metal, and the thing got extremely hot. It got so hot, it actually melted the labeling for the dials on the front of the toaster oven. So I have gotten rid of that. It just became a big paperweight, essentially. Chipotle, yes, I have heard of them. Never eaten at one, though. True fans know that guacamole is extra, and they'll happily fork over the extra cash. And then they got another place to go to what to order there. I have eaten at Five Guys. At first, I thought it was Five Guys and Fries, but it says Five Guys Burgers and Fries. And you definitely get enough fries there, I will say that. While Five Guys has some top-notch burgers and fries, this is a spot for peanut lovers, too. You can munch on peanuts that are available all over the restaurant while you order your meal. The one I was at, I didn't see that, but I know what was that one? Up in the cities where you could throw your peanut shells on the floor at one time. The ground round, of course. And we do have a ground round here in my city. But tradition has gone away. I think most of them in the cities closed up. But of course, now every restaurant in town is looking for workers, it seems. Ooh, Papa John's. Yes, they do have good pizza. Papa John's is always boasting about its better ingredients. I think that's, you got a little tub of garlic sauce with your pizza with them. And it seems like there are plenty of customers who continue to order these pizzas. Yeah, well, I can imagine that. They are good. But they had that little snafu with the former owner of the chain. He got ousted. Boston Market, I have eaten at that a long time ago. I thought their food was good. From the rotisserie chicken to the delectable mac and cheese, Boston Market is always a great stop for a hearty meal. Mrs. Fields. I think I have heard of them, but I don't know where they're located. These giant chocolate chip cookies that just call your name as you are walking by. They are a staple of all Mrs. Fields locations, so we don't blame you for having one now and then. We have the Grandma's cookies, I believe, at the State Fair, which are really popular every year here in the great state of Minnesota. Oh, yeah, you should come to Minnesota. Yeah, you betcha. All of Hollywood thinks everyone in this area of the country speaks that way. But I have lived here most of my life, and nobody really speaks that way. Yeah, I don't know where most of the people who speak like that are, you know. Yeah, you betcha, you better get in. It's getting cold, you know. A&W restaurants, we used to have that with the mama and papa and baby burgers. They had the statues out there. Yes, this root beer chain sells food. Me and a couple have tried to eat at the one that's the closest to us, and they haven't, like most fast food places, opened their indoors for dining yet, just drive through. And so we went to the Mexican restaurant that was right in the same building next door. So, then you can go to another website and find the best and worst menu items at A&W. Little Caesar's Pizza, yes, I have had that. Not bad. Pizza Pizza has plenty of loyal fans. Thanks to the cheap and fast vibe of the food. Speaking of pizza, did you know what the most popular pizza topping is in your state? I'd figure most states it would be pepperoni, but McDonald's comes in at number 19. Are you still McLovin' it? You might have expected Mickey D's to claim a spot closer to the top, but these golden fries and Big Macs seem to have some more competition. Actually, around this area, not in our town, I won't name the town, but they have one of the worst McDonald's. Every time we have gone there, there has been a problem. Their drink machine isn't working. Oh, their shake machine isn't working. The last time I went, which was a totally bizarre thing, I ordered a double quarter pounder with cheese and a Big Mac for later. The double quarter pounder was a meal. And what I got was a chicken sandwich and a Big Mac that had no meat in it. It just had the bun. The three sections of the Big Mac with no meat. And of course, I got the whole thing free. So that person at the window that dealt with me was really upset with somebody down the line because they screwed up that order so badly. But Cold Stone Creamery, I believe they are in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which wouldn't be too far of a jaunt for me. But this ice cream shop serves up cold, customized treats for whatever your heart desires. So it's basically a dream come true, right? I bet it is good. Makes me hungry for the next best. Well, I like it, but Ben and Jerry's. Chunky Monkey, can't beat it. Ooh, Popeye's. Chicken. Oh, it says, this one says Louisiana Kitchen. Plenty of loyal Popeye fans eat there on the regular basis, and we know the chicken sandwich was truly worth all the hype. They had a Popeye's open up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota a few years ago. My brother went there, and he said, huge line, and he tried it, and he, you know, it was all right, I guess, but not the greatest thing since a sliced bread or sliced cheese. Let's see, at number 16, we have Sonic. Have heard of them, have not eaten that one, though. Sometimes you just want one of Sonic's frozen drinks and a burger to go along with it. Yum. Sonic used to have a whole string of commercials with those two guys and the convertibles and Sonic deal, but I never, haven't seen them lately. Haven't lasted as long as Flo from Progressive Insurance. Oh yes, Arby's. We do have them. My neighbor, who is from Chicago, when I've talked to her on the phone, she was talking about RB. And I'm going, RB? What exactly is... And then I finally put it, oh, you're talking about Arby's. For all the meat lovers out there, Arby's is your place, especially if you're a fan of their staple roast beef sandwiches. Domino's Pizza, yeah, we've got that, have had that. Hailed by fans, it's being well made and a good value, with wings and yummy chocolate lava cakes to go along. Side of pizza, haven't had their lava cake. Domino's is simply beloved. Ooh, Taco Hell number 13. This taco joint rings in its loyal customers' bells, rings their bells, for being everywhere and good quality. By the way, you'll never guess what Taco Bell uses to season its beef. That's another website to go to. But it's unfortunate they don't complete these stories underneath. Number 12, we got Burger King. Yeah, I was a huge fan of those crappy tacos they had for a dollar a piece. While it may not be the most popular dining brand in the country, the King is still a top choice for many. Those Whoppers are still as tasty as ever, especially if you go for the Impossible Burger. I had one of those and I didn't care for it. But I have seen the commercials with the King in that costume. Why don't they make the King talk? Get somebody, a live person to play him or something, like Ronald McDonald in the past. So I guess with such a bad reputation clowns have gotten with the movies through Batman and Stephen King's It, no wonder they got rid of Ronald McDonald. Oh, let's see. Pizza Hut, number 11. We had Pizza Hut, and they closed down. A lot of them closed down in this area. A lot of them in South Dakota. With a plethora of crusts and cheesy toppings and grilled veggies to choose from, it's no surprise pizza lovers keep coming back to the Hut. KFC. Well, we do have one, and but they have discontinued their buffet permanently. So that's a strike against them in my town. The Colonel is still going strong. Who doesn't want to eat their chicken right out of a bucket? They used to have that. I really loved it. It was a third option from crispy chicken to original, and they called it tender roast. And that was really good. I wish they still had that. But not anymore. Of course, Chick-fil-A. Never been there, but I have heard of that. Although loyal customers can't satisfy their fried chicken cravings on Sunday, Chick-fil-A still is a top spot to go when you're in the mood for a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries. We do have a grocery store here that is also closed on Sundays. I wonder if that's a religious observance as well with Chick-fil-A. See, Panera. I know that's up in the cities. Panera Bread. From its house-made lemonade to the tasty mac and cheese to these fresh baked bagels. Panera has it all. No wonder it ranked so highly on YouGov's list. It's not like most of these. I mean, why don't they have like burgers too? Some of these aren't. I don't know if they qualify as. Oh, we got Dunkin'. Used to be Dunkin' Donuts. American actually does run on Dunkin', doesn't it? Those munchkins are rather irresistible. Haven't been to one of those in a long time. Not the Krusty Krab, but the Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh, they're delicious. I have had those. From the affordably priced cups of caffeine to the hot out of the oven classic glazed donuts, it's easy to see why Krispy Kreme has such a devoted following. When I was talking about coffee and caffeine, or coffee, well, the taste of coffee, but now they, at least at the Quick Trip gas station convenience stores, they do carry bottled water that actually has caffeine in it, which I have bought lots of times. 120 milligrams, actually, in the bottles they have there at Quick Trip. They are, Krispy Kreme comes in at number 6. I don't know why they consider all these like fast food. I would think all of these would have contained burgers and fries and all that, but. Cinnabon. No mall trip is ever done with a pit stop at Cinnabon for a warm, gooey, perfectly sticky cinnamon buns. Yeah, I haven't been to one, though. Oh, excuse me. No, I haven't been drinking. But now I've been drinking. Subway comes in at number 4. People surveyed described this sandwich shop as a good value for money. If you're a Subway fan, you're not alone. Headed to Subway. Here's every Subway sandwich ranked for nutrition. Another area I could click to. We used to have 2 Subways, one standalone restaurant and one inside Walmart. But that is no more at the Walmart location. Yes, Wendy's. Yeah, I do like Wendy's a lot. When I used to go there more often on a lunch time at one of my places of employment up in Minneapolis, I used to have the bacon mushroom melt, which was always very tasty, which is my complaint against burger joints in general nowadays. They don't have enough options with mushrooms as far as burgers go. It ranks higher than McDonald's and Burger King. Yeah, I'd say so. And the beloved redhead there. What was his name? I can't think of the name, but the owner of it named Wendy's after his daughter. And he actually did some training with the original Colonel Sanders. Dave, dang, I wish I could think of everything I can't think of right at the time I want to think about it. Let's see, number 2 is Dairy Queen. Oh yeah, blizzards are great. Let's see. Majority rules. Customers raved that the fast food chain is good quality, never gets old, and is a good value for the money. That sounds like a winning combo to us. DQ even sold more than 175 million blizzards the first year they were introduced in 1985. Wow. Who knew? Yeah, I didn't. For more, check out these 108 most popular sodas ranked by how toxic they are. Oh, I suppose Mountain Dew's probably up there in the 1 through 5 spot of toxic sodas. And number 1, I guess I was working around. I don't think I already mentioned, but or maybe I didn't. Baskin Robbins comes in the first play spot, and they have so many delicious scoop flavors of ice cream. Wow.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.